This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now in studio, we bring to you former WWE Intercontinental Champion, Lucha Underground Champion, current AEW superstar who might be looking for some friends. It's time for Ricochet. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, we need to get some legal stuff out of the way.
How do you feel about what? So many pictures of you without your shirt on being on the internet?
That was not the question I was going to ask.
Okay.
If you got a body like this, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
I would never wear a shirt. Dead serious. I wouldn't. I would come in with my swimsuit and flip-flops on every
single
day.
There you go.
Now, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have you chop Alec because he is not a wrestler.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
So we're going to have to chop Alec.
Corey.
Alec.
I think you should chop Alec and maybe get some pointers from Ricochet beforehand.
All right. I think we can. Yes. I think need some pointers and I can. Where is the axe?
He's pretending like he's not excited. It's going to be great for him.
That's amazing.
So we've had several AEW wrestlers on leading up to July 12th, Globe Life Field, all in Texas. Now, I don't know how much you can tip or reveal about this, but on Dynamite, you talked about you might need some people. You might need a group. You might need a faction.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we going to see you roll into Globe Life Field with perhaps more people?
That is the plan. That is absolutely the plan. And if everything goes correctly, then yeah, absolutely. That's what's on my mind right now. Yes.
All right. I like it. Is it tough to form, whether it's on camera or off, real relationships in wrestling?
You know, I feel like for me, everybody should just automatically like me because that's just me.
You seem like it so far.
It's hard for me to like other people.
Sure.
So that's really the problem that I face.
Now, you just said you seem like people should just like you.
Yeah.
Corey seemed to agree.
I did.
Corey, I'm going to present to you a bit of information that might change your mind.
All right.
Ricochet, is it or is it not true that you were an Eagles fan and you grew up loving Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
Corey, oh, my bad.
This is the home of the Cowboys.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing?
Your thoughts on him?
They just won the Super Bowl. I got to just be quiet right now.
Yeah, it was awesome.
1 year and then maybe we'll
stop the three-peat. That was the thing
I was most
worried about.
Look, you guys did an amazing job of making people root for you. As a Cowboys fan, I can admit, we're difficult to root for. I think the Eagles sometimes are in the same boat.
But people
turned against Kansas City at some point in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And so they were rooting for you. Was that a weird feeling knowing that everyone was on your side?
Yeah, honestly, it was a little bit. And then even during the actual game, until like maybe the Devontae Smith won touchdown. Even through that game,
yeah,
I was like, man, the Eagles could still lose this because if there's anybody who has messed up multiple score like a head winning has been the Eagles. We've messed them up. Somebody, so until that one, then but then after that, like, it was pretty smooth sailing from there.
Yeah.
They smoked him. It was bad.
I know. Do you think that Jalen Hurts gets the, I guess, proper appreciation? Because it feels like even with winning a Super Bowl, a lot of people still kind of downplay what he did for it.
I mean, I think once anybody in any sport or anything starts to get too popular, whether it's good or bad or whatever, whether they start to get too popular.
Yeah.
Then people just start to say anything about them. And I think that's, I think that goes with anything.
Yeah.
So I think he's just has to deal with those things. But I do think he actually gets real good recognition. I do think he gets some props from, you know, the right people at the right times. But again, just like anything, once, whether you think he's good or bad, it's just he's popular. So people are going to like talk about him.
Yeah.
How long in wrestling does a reign last? Like where everything, you know what? Everybody likes me.
Yeah. No, I mean, it for me, it always has been that way, I feel like. But for other people, you know, it's like a roller coaster. They, you know, mine just keeps going up for sure.
Wrestling fans can be very fickle, though.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
In the moment, probably. Like, in the middle of a match, probably. You're like, you know what? I've decided I don't like this guy. Let's boo him.
Okay, so I'm not kidding, and you might not need to speak on this question unless you want to, in which please do. I feel like wrestling fans' favorite tradition is to build someone up, followed closely by their second favorite tradition of tearing down that exact same person.
No, yeah. And I think it's when you I want to say grow up, I guess, and whether that's, it happens in anime, it happens in movies, it happens, I've been watching Survivor and Big Brother, like it happened, there's the fans there, like once you're in your being, your whatever it is connected to that one thing, again, football, whatever, it, I think, and then when something kind of changes or when something tweaks or something isn't what you know to be, I guess, true.
Right, yeah.
It like throws you off. And or some people, people go with the changes and some people understand how life works and how things work and they go with it. But some people, they really, their whole thing is this one thing. So when something isn't what they like, they let you know about it.
A band's follow-up album. If it's not kind of the same.
Band, happens in music. It happens in everything.
Yeah, no, it absolutely
Fans are
does.
Fickle. And social media gives them the outlet to say what they want.
Yep.
And it is interesting. Sometimes they're fickle for different reasons. Yeah. Either you kept doing the same thing that we like and now we don't like it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You changed the thing we like. Why would you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I look, I feel that way. Like when the Game of Thrones spinoff came out, I saw people complaining that they kept the same intro music. And I was like, I mean, that already feels like one of the most iconic intros in TV history. Why not stick with it?
Yeah, I know. It's someone's going to find something to complain about. So I say, let them complain. But I also can respond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just as much as you can complain, like, I also can respond.
Yeah. And if we're being honest, I'm not one of these people because I agree with you. But there are people out there who seem to get madder when you respond to somebody who brought the heat to you to start.
That is most of it.
Yeah.
Most of my responses are like to someone saying something to me. And then people are like,
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's like,
you
shut
guys,
up.
You didn't see, he's so doing offended. The typing right there, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the typing. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I find, I don't want to say joy, but kind of find joy in I guess, riling those people up. Because you see it online. There are people still like, if you guys are getting mad at this, then he's who
he
you
won.
Are
he won.
Talking
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Would you have a different response if, like, let's say somebody had a critique, but it was like a well thought out measured critique, and they didn't seem to be like,
see, that's the word critique, that's the word, because people will just, I don't want to say it, but trash talk, mm-hmm. complete trash talk, and then when you're like, hey, shut up, they're like, oh, you can't take criticisms. It's like, no, you're just trash talking and using the word criticism
yeah.
to hide yeah. your trash talk. You know what I'm saying?
You because gave me nothing useful in I've that
had,
argument.
I've
yeah.
had people send me videos like, hey, you should watch this. This is pretty good criticisms on you or something. I've had people send me stuff where people are talking about me or whether it was my gear or my style or this or that. And they have said, I liked this. I think he needs to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, boom, let's do that. So absolutely.
Okay.
But when like, and that was good about critiques. Me specifically. Yeah. That wasn't even about the company. That right. was, you know, if people have sent me videos about, oh, I agree with this. You should watch this or something. I've had it multiple times, but so absolutely, please criticize that's what makes everyone better. Even now, I come to the back and there's Chris Hero and there's Christopher Daniels and there's all these guys. I'm like, is that okay? Like, would you critique me?
Yep.
Well, imagine if they're like, oh, and then they just started trash talking me. I would say, get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
That's not what I asked.
And then they're
for.
Like, well, you can't take criticism. They're like, no. Like, so, and that's what happens online. That's literally what happens. And then when you call them out, they're like, oh, he's getting hot. He can't stand it. It's like, if you guys think that I'm mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Continue on, please.
No, absolutely.
So I love it. I absolutely love it.
So we've talked a lot about this AEW All in Texas, July 12th. I know the roof will probably be closed because it will be 8 million degrees outside.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Texas.
But I am curious, what are the differences between, obviously you've wrestled in smaller venues versus like a full-blown NBA arena versus a stadium? Because I know you've hit all of those yeah. boxes.
Honestly, I guess the difference would be how sound travels, because that can throw you off a lot. But honestly, for me, I don't want to say I'm tunnel visioned when I'm out there, but I'm kind of like focused on the 20 by 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what's surrounding me. But I will say sound does travel so much differently. So when you're out there and you're saying something or the people, it will come differently or it will sound differently in your head than
yeah.
it sounds even on television. And so that's something that can throw you off. But again, from someone like me, I'm kind of so focused on like what I'm doing in the moment. And that, again, I've been doing so long, I've been like 20 plus years. So I will say, luckily, like now it's kind of just not become regular for me, but it has become something that I have, am accustomed to. So, but for someone newer, I think even honestly, and just the visual, because when you look out in an arena or yeah. a stadium, when you look out, they say it's a sea of people. It is a sea of people, and it kind of all starts blending together. All the people kind of start blending together. Like, you know, you see in a picture and you just see mm-hmm. like dots. It literally looks like that. And so I think for if you're not used to that visual, that can also have an effect on you, maybe with nerves or whatever it is. But I think, yeah, absolutely.
I can also see with what you do, your focus definitely has to be there. With doing the kind of movements you do, or I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I got to find some other way. Like mic skills versus, actual like moves. So like those, which one? Well, I would probably try to be a mic guy because I'm not going to be one of that can do flips and stuff like that.
I'm just going to be both. I say, why not be both?
That's what I got
my cake and then I got another cake I'm eating right here.
Which occasionally along the way leads you to getting super kicked in the face while you're upside down, like somebody brought up, and then they said, I can't believe that was 7 years ago.
Oh my God.
Do you ever reflect on things in your career? I know you're still going and think, how the hell was that long ago? That's not possible.
I mean, for me, it would be the Dragon Gate stuff, because that stuff, 12, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, even December would be 15 years ago. And then you think about Nick Wayne is only 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, like that's crazy. I think Commander is maybe 20, 21, they're all so young. So, but I think, cause I still look at guys like, Rey Mysterio and AJ Styles and those guys when I first started, and then they're still kind of doing it too. And at a high level, every time AJ's out there or Rey's out there, you're like, how do they keep? So that's kind of especially those are two guys that I look at as like inspiration of like, they can still go, I'm still going. Even like Ziggler's out there, he's been doing it how long?
Yeah.
And he's still, every time he's out there, he's crushing it. So like those are kind of guys that I look to.
Talking with Ricochet right here on 105 Through the Fan, have you enjoyed the AEW strategy? It feels like a very concerted decision to run some smaller arenas for the TV tapings than have been like packed. On your way to a bigger stadium show like All In?
Yeah, I mean, I think every decision that we have been making, honestly, since before the Christmas shows at the Hammerstein, I think even, since before that, I think every decision has been the right one, because whether it's production or it's story or whatever it is, has been just growing, getting better, consistent, and it's been consistently growing. So I think everything has been the good decision. And I think, honestly, the visuals of some of these cool theaters,
I'm with you on that,
look awesome, look so cool. And then not only that, but like you said, the 3,000-4,000 people that are in there are fired up, like, honestly, all night. So it sometimes even at the end of the night when some people are leaving, the fans are still going. You're like, wow, they're still this crazy. So I think that has helped tremendously, the vibe of what AEW brings, because I think, honestly, the crowd is a part of the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a punk rock show. It's like, if you go to a punk rock show and the crowd's not at their mosh pit, and like,
then you're not doing the right. Yeah.
And if you've ever been a fan at a wrestling show, there's definitely an opportunity that a fight will break out. That is absolutely fact.
Was it early on, Cody drove up here. And we were a night show at the time, and he drove up here, and it was early on in AEW, and he gave me the description of, sometimes when I'm up there and I'm looking around, I can bite into the emotion.
Yeah.
Like I can feel like these guys are all feeling what I'm feeling right now, and I know how to play it. I know. Yeah. And that's gotta be when you're in that moment, that's gotta be the fun part, is kind of dialing it up and seeing where they go with it.
Absolutely. When you're out there and you're, again, you do feed off them. You know, you want to bring the energy for them to feed off as well. Absolutely. But, man, I do think that what we got and the crowd that we got, I think it's consistently getting better. It's consistently growing. And I think the decisions that AEW is making have been the right ones. And I think, again, we're just going to stay consistent and, keep bringing, the fun. Double or Nothing was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
I have always been fascinated by the psychological thing that happens to a person when you had brutal match against Mark Briscoe. What happens when either you see your opponent is bleeding or you yourself are bleeding? Does anything change psychologically for you at that point?
I think for me, the moment that his head hit that stretcher and I saw that, I said, don't stop now. And so I did another one. I said, don't stop now. So I did another one and another one and another. And I kept hearing, don't stop now.
Yeah.
Until, and then I finally stopped. And then I was completely covered in his blood after that. But yeah, I think something did kind of change. Again, I don't even know how to, but I just heard, don't stop now.
Stick your thumb in the wound.
Yeah.
Holy crap. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.